Once again, here at the 2014 Cattle Industry Convention in Denver, Colorado, and we are right during the lunch hour, and I have the opportunity to talk with Steve Wald. First of all, Steve, tell me a little bit what you do for NCBA.
Hi, I am Steve Wald. I work with Innovation and Culinary. So I'm the Executive Director of Innovation and Culinary with National Cattlemen. So we do a lot in terms of trying to add value to the carcass by finding new convenience type products, developing new cuts and new value added products for the carcass, and also head the culinary team as well.
Well, today, as attendees here are eating lunch, I can walk up and down in the hallways, and the word I hear is schmacken. And it looks like we're having some schmacken tomato, or BLTs, we'll call them, for lunch. Tell me a little bit about that product.
Yeah, well, first I'll say it's an SLT, schmacken, lettuce, and tomato. schmacken is manufactured by a company called Schmaltz Deli out of Naperville, Illinois. And it's what they say is it's beef's alternative to bacon. So they're not saying it's bacon, but it's new products. It's an alternative to bacon. And it's a proprietary cut coming from the lower side of the animal. But it has a unique characteristics. It's lower fat, lower calories, lower sodium than typical pork bacon. And it has a very unique taste and texture to it.
Well, how is this prepared? Is this something that people can fix up at home, or is this something they can just need to buy at the store if it is on the mainstream market yet?
First of all, their strategy is to go into food service first. So it was introduced at the National Restaurant Association show during this past May in Chicago, and actually that's where it won the FABI Award, which is the Food and Beverage Industry Manufacturers Award, for one of the best new products on the market. So right now it's going into food service. That's their strategy. It's actually available to all Sysco houses throughout the country for the food service industry, but it's not in retail yet. Their strategy is to go into retail later this fall at that point. So hopefully after that point, say in the next year, you'll be able to buy it in a grocery store.
Well, everyone has the opportunity to pick up the schmacken, the unbaken schmacken scratch and sniff button that I see you're wearing. I picked one up myself, and I'm looking forward to wearing it home on the airplane today to see what attraction it draws. Talking about food innovation, what other products are out there that consumers can see coming down the line for 2015?
Well, we're doing a lot of different work to really meet the needs of today's consumer, and a lot of it has to do with developing products that are available that would be good for a weeknight. So things that are quick and easy to prepare. For instance, we're working on developing microwavable beef roasts, microwavable steaks, microwavable ground beef. These are all raw cuts of beef that you just put in the microwave and cook them that way. So now most people think of cooking beef in the microwave as a no-no, but we're developing new technologies to make that a reality and make it actually be a very good product. We're also working on developing crock pot products. So one that's kind of unique and fun is where it's an actual crock pot roast, a roast developed for the crock pot. It's in a plastic bag. All you do is take it out of the refrigerator and throw it in your crock pot and turn it on and walk away. You don't add water to it. You don't do anything to it. And 8 hours later, it's ready to go. So the advantage of it cooks in its own juices. It's vacuum sealed, so you can leave it in the refrigerator for several days or up to even a week or so. So it cooks in its own juices in that bag, and then when you're ready to go, you get this shreds apart, and you can use it. Maybe you can use it as a pot roast, but it's also designed to be something more along the lines of used for tacos or burritos, pastas, sandwiches, those type of things.
Well, it looks like there's a lot to look forward to in the convenience factor when it comes to beef and making the millennials who are crazy busy lifestyles still be able to come home to have a heart-healthy and fun, easy diet to share with their families. Well, thank you, Steve, for talking schmacken with me and what's coming down the pipeline when it comes to beef in 2015. Once again, talking with Steve Wald here at the 2014 Cattle Industry Conference in Denver, Colorado. I'm Jamie Johansson.